Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. The Reverend Doug Gribenaugh is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. For we know that if the tent that is our earthly home is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this tent we groan, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling, if indeed by putting it on we may not be found naked. For while we are still in this tent, we groan, being burdened, not that we would be unclothed, but that we would be further clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. He who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we are of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade others. But what we are is known to God, and I hope it is known also to your conscience. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For in this tent we groan, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling. This past week we know much of groaning. There was the murder of the two young children at Annunciation Roman Catholic Church. The shooting in my home state of Colorado at Evergreen High School. The assassination of Charlie Kirk. The 24th anniversary of the terror attacks on September 11th. And amidst all of this, the ongoing vitriol and hatred and enmity and spite happening online and in real life. No. In this tent we grow, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling. St. Paul likens our earthly life to a tent. A temporary structure, a sort of flimsy thing. It provides some protection, but not enough. It's not meant to last forever. Indeed, the tent is the dwelling place of all persons born to man and woman. No matter how much you try to build it up, strengthen it, secure it, maintenance, eating well, working out, the tent will fail. But St. Paul tells us we know that the tent that is our earthly home, if it is destroyed, we have not another tent, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands that is eternal in the heavens. A robust, a permanent dwelling constructed not by man and woman, not by cunning or will or strength, a divine, a supernatural, divinely constructed house. The dwelling place where you are to remain. The foundation of this house is already laid. It was laid in the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is the cornerstone upon which the church is built. The church being these houses yet under construction, you and I, members of his body, being built up, strengthened by his word, by his sacraments, each and every day as we endure. As we yet endure the groanings, the pressures of the fallen world, the pressures of sin, ours and that of others, the sufferings of our infected flesh. We do not look for this tent to be destroyed. No, the tent is to be taken up. The body that was buried with Christ in holy baptism is raised to a new life with him. It is being made new, a dwelling place in the heavens. The tent assumed, being further clothed, as St. Paul would say, so that we might not be found naked, but that what is mortal will be swallowed up by life. It makes no sense in the fallen world that such a fragile thing could be made imperishable, could be made eternal, or even that such a fragile thing should be so precious that God himself would descend from heaven to take upon himself this tent, to be born of the Virgin Mary, and then to suffer and die the end that is the destiny of every man, woman, and child born of Adam and Eve. To suffer death in your place. To bear your sin, your infirmity, your fear, your groaning in his grave. That on the third day, as he bursts forth, the shackles of death dropping from his ankles, that he bids you to come and follow him. Walk in this confidence. For he who has prepared you for this very thing is God. And he has given you his Holy Spirit as a guarantee. And so you are of good courage. For the new man walks by faith and not by sight, prepared for immortality not by your work, not by your will, but like faith, being prepared by the work of the Holy Spirit within you. Indeed, as we groan as the world in those birth pangs. For that new creation is coming into being. And nothing that the world, the devil, or even our own sinful nature can do can stop it. For he who has begun this good work in you, in the waters of holy baptism, will bring it to completion on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we are of good courage. We make known the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ in the face of all evil. We make it known to those who need it most especially, those who yet dwell in that tent, in that land of deep darkness, that they may know the love of God, the love that God has given freely, that he desired that they should not perish, but should join us in the promise of life everlasting. So in the words of St. Peter, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, unfading, kept in heaven for you. Now may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.